This episode is sponsored by porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, Whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more five-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain.
As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today. So, Mike, we're back with part two of our Jobs to be Done episode featuring Bob Mesta.
Yes, I am super excited for this. Of course, if you haven't listened to the last episode we did, you definitely want to go back and check that out. There was a lot of setup that's going to lead right into this episode. But this is the episode where we really dig in with one of the attendees for my conference, Industry, and Bob Mesta basically becomes my Jobs to be Done coach.
He's basically your sensei.
And what a better sensei. I can't think of anybody else that I would rather have as my Jobs to be Done sensei than Bob Mesta.
It's true. I am extremely jealous. I will say that before we get into this, but I'm excited to learn who your guest was.
Oh, yes. And we will get into that in just a moment.
Welcome to Rocketship.fm. In season 4 of Rocketship, we are diving into everything product and growth.
Rocketship FM is produced in partnership with Product Collective.
We're your hosts, Michael Sacca
and Mike Belsito.
And so, who did you find?
Well, you are about to find out. Here's Bob and me before our special guests join the call.
This call is being recorded.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Mike Belsito here.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. All right. So we're going to talk to Matt.
We are going to talk to Matt. And he was a first-time attendee this past year.
So, Matt.
Yes. Specifically, Matt Raglan, onboarding lead at ConvertKit.
You know, I actually sat next to Matt
at industry for most of the conference.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
So we've had Nathan Berry, the founder of ConvertKit, on the show in the past. This is really exciting.
Yeah, that is really cool. Well, yes. And now we're going to get to hear from Matt on the show. In fact, here's part of the interview where Bob pretty much takes over the whole interview. And I put myself on mute. I open up my Moleskine and pretty much just started filling it up with pages and pages of notes. And so here's Bob kicking things off with Matt. And this goes on for like 3 minutes or so, but I want to play it through just to show off how Bob starts off Jobs to be Done interviews.
So thank you for taking the time. We're doing what I would say is early research to get the language basically on why people attend industry. Right. So we're going to end up doing a survey later. But I want to more or less figure out the job you hired this conference for. It's going to be so the setup is pretty much the same. It's like we're looking for language. We're trying to basically make sure we understand what you mean. And the best way to think about it is I almost want to shoot the documentary about kind of how you found industry, how you decided that was the conference. And then how well did it kind of meet those expectations? And then if we have some extra time, we might talk about some other conferences you've been to.
Sounds great.
Perfect. So let's start with just set the scene for me. Give me a little bit of your background, where you work, what you do, and then we'll just kind of let the conversation flow from there.
Great. So I work at ConvertKit. It's an email marketing platform for creators, and similar to MailChimp, Aweber, Infusionsoft. And so what the role that I've had here is on the customer success team, and I've been with ConvertKit for a little over 2 years now. And I've been doing more and more on the customer research side, and I wanted to continue to develop my skills and also connections and resources around product management, product design, so that I would have a better skill set to be able to take customer interactions and research and take the next step and be able to have a bigger role in implementing them into the product. So that was a lot of my kind of initial thinking around looking for the conference.
Got it. Okay. How long have you been with ConvertKit?
A little over 2 years. So I started
October. Say that, but where were you before?
Sorry. Gotcha. I was doing some contract work with a couple other startups, 3-4 months at a time. And really before even ConvertKit, I had been applying for tech jobs for a little over a year and had been, like I said, supporting myself with contract work. So that was what I was doing before. And most of the contract work was around like copywriting, customer education, like filling out people's knowledge bases, doing onboarding and education videos, things like that.
Okay. And where are you in the world?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
In Nashville. Have you always been in Nashville?
No, we moved to Nashville in 2013.
Okay. And we is you and your wife?
Yes, my wife and I.
Yeah. Kids yet?
We have a 2-year-old boy.
All right. Life is busy. I know that. I have 4, it so it's very busy.
Yeah. All right. I'm the oldest of 5, so get the busy.
I'm the youngest of 4, so I'll say I'd rather be the youngest than the oldest. The oldest always cuts his teeth on everything. That's it. The youngest gets away with murder.
This episode is brought to you by Yahoo Finance. Wouldn't it be great if you could see all of your investment and retirement accounts in one place? With Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate your views with multiple accounts into one hub and access the expert analysis you need to tend to your entire portfolio with confidence. Honestly, this has been a lifesaver for me. I've used Yahoo Finance to consolidate all of my various 401k and investment accounts so I can see everything all in one place. And it makes it incredibly easy to manage. So if you're struggling with that, check out Yahoo Finance For over 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. You can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart a great investor, and that's how Yahoo Finance ensures that you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. So go to yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. When Rainn Wilson realized he had a special gift for talking people to sleep, he had two choices: construct a massive speaker that would blast his voice to every person in the country, or invent a talking pillow. AT&T Business eventually talked him into the pillow thing. And backed by a reliable network, the only network with built-in security controls, sleep with Rainn was a hit. Take your ideas to the moon and beyond at business.att.com. That's business.att.com.
So, all right. So when did you first hear about industry? Do you remember?
Yes, I did. It was on a podcast. Mike was a guest on a podcast.
On a podcast, I take it he's referring to...
I believe it was This Is Product Management.
Not what I was expecting.
Not Rocket Ship, but it's another great podcast for product people, too.
Of course.
All right, let's go back to Matt, and let's listen in on how Bob continues with him. And again, I'll let this play out for another good few minutes.
And do you listen to that one regularly?
Intermittently, so. I haven't listened to it in a little while, but at the time I was really trying to get as much information as I can about the job, about the role.
Right. Do you remember when that was about? Was that in the summer?
It was over the summer. Late spring, early summer, May or June.
Okay. And this is going to seem strange, but where were you in the car? Were you working out, or were you at your desk?
I was most likely in the car. At that time, I was hustling my son back and forth to daycare a good bit. My wife's a nurse, and so on the days that she did work, I would take him there and back. And so the daycare was about 20 minutes away, so I could get a pretty good podcast in.
Get a podcast in. And was this one of those things where you heard it and it's like, oh, I got to write that down, or I got to remember that? Or was it like, hey, that would be a good idea? Let me, you know, like, can you almost shoot the scene of you hearing it and then thinking about it? As best you can remember.
Yeah, I was in the car. Like I said, most likely I could have also been on a walk. But you know, probably not at my desk and probably not working out, but, I was in the car and just, I needed a conference to attend, every year. That's one of the continuing education things we have at ConvertKit, which is nice. Get to go to a conference each year. And I wanted my conference. I was already in the mindset of like, I wanted my conference to be one that would help me kind of level up my skills and knowledge in the tech industry. The year before, I had just gone to like a fun conference, and I can talk more about that later. But I wanted, like I said, this one. So when I heard product, and I saw that Jason Fried was going to be, so, well, let me rewind. I just made a mental note of it. And then when I was back in my computer or done driving, I just looked up the website, saw the speaker profiles, and saw that Jason Fried was speaking, and that you also were speaking and leading a workshop, actually, because I'd been studying Jobs to Be Done. And so when I saw both of those, when I heard about it and I saw you and Jason were speaking, I began the process of signing up. Not right away. I still needed to talk with my direct about it, but that was the first step for me.
Right. But one is you had a slot that you had to fill. You had a conference you could go to in 2017. And where did you go last year, the 2016?
I went to one in Portland called the World Domination Summit. And it was more, just to paint you a little bit more of a picture there, we're a remote company. And at that point when I signed up for WDS, I knew a lot of our customers were going to be there, and also a lot of our employees that I, at that point, I'd been with the company 6-7 months and had not met really.
Okay, let's pause here a bit. What's your take thus far? What's going through your mind as Bob is digging in with Matt?
Well, that's just it. Like, he's really digging in deep. And that's pretty much my biggest observation about all of this. Like, he's going so deep, probably like way deeper than what I'm used to. There are times where Bob just keeps asking Matt to clarify. He even interrupts him, like, for the sake of getting clarity on what exactly Matt means when he says something. And honestly, I'm not used to doing it that way. I'm just not used to being that bold and really digging in like that.
That's definitely something that could take some getting used to. But I can see how being so diligent on continuing to dig in can allow you to uncover things that you're not going to if you just stay on the surface, right? If you just accepted the basic answer at face value.
Yeah, it's so true. So, okay, I'm going to play a little bit more here. And I'll start it at this portion of the conversation with Matt, where he starts to talk about some of the reasons why a conference like industry stood out to him. Okay, back to Matt.
To me, you know, one of the things that I've kind of gotten consistent feedback about from ConvertKit, and then in some other roles, but especially at ConvertKit as like my first extended full-time job in tech, mm-hmm. is that, Matt, you're great with relationships. You're great working with the customers directly. We'd like to see you have more skills around the technical aspect of your job. Managing projects, taking the lead and ownership on different tests and experiments that you want to run, being able to like communicate with the engineers better, and understanding the data behind what's important to your role. And so I started looking for, and to me, when I heard that, and you know, after asking some questions of my directs as well. To me, that sounded a lot like what a product project manager does. Throw it back even a couple of years before that, I had actually interviewed for a product manager role at a company called Backcountry.com in Salt Lake City in 2012. And I did not get that job, but that's what really sparked my interest in the role. And I've been on and off pursuing it.
Yes. Again, sorry, I'm going to interrupt just because I don't want you to move too far ahead without me kind of make sure I unpack.
Right.
So is that really kind of where you were headed, and that took the initial kind of customer success job, knowing that, hey, if I get in here, I can maybe get over to the product management, project management side. But is that where you wanted to be, or did you really like customer service and this was more about extending customer service or customer success?
No, that's a great question. And to me, yes, I've been bearing towards product and project management since that time. And since Backcountry in 2012.
Now, we'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Now, back to the show.
Backcountry in 2012.
Now, the conversation went on for literally 45 minutes more. And obviously, we can't play everything in this episode, but I don't know. I actually think it would be super useful if we did. So, Michael, I don't know. I'd be down for playing the entire interview in its entirety for the Rocket Ship listeners at some point, maybe.
Yeah, I definitely think we should. But for now, what happened after that time with Matt?
Well, that's when I spent about another hour with Bob debriefing. And that was so helpful because it allowed me to see not just, again, like what an interview actually looks like, but how Bob actually synthesizes all of that information. Here's just a little bit of the post-interview debrief that I had with Bob Mesta.
Let's just first of all debrief the content, and then we can debrief the process.
Sounds great.
So let's just talk about the timeline, and tell me the timeline you got, and then I'll tell you the timeline I got, or we'll kind of go through it together. But like, what was the sequence of things that happened? So the actual timing doesn't matter. It's more the sequence. Like, what happened first? What happened second? What happened third?
The first thing that I thought he mentioned was that he heard me on the podcast. This is product management. And I know that aired in February. So him saying that it's springtime, you know, makes sense.
Yep.
Hold
on a second. What I would do is the actual first thought of, you know, product management and going there is like, so to me, it's like almost back at, what is it, back country? Where it's like, I'm stuck in customer service, but I want to be a product person. And it's like, that's the thing that's catching his head. And so, and the other part might be he hearing this and saying, hey, that's going to be pretty close. And in fact, hearing you on a podcast is a perfect example of passive looking, right? He's not, he's got a space in his brain. He hears you on the podcast. He hears Jason. He hears about jobs. This might be something worthwhile. And then he gets the review, right?
Yep.
And the review is really that thing that causes him to kind of go and actively look.
Yeah.
Right. So the review is what I call event one, where it's like, oh, you know what? And it wasn't like most people would be devastated by some of that news, but he knew it. And he's like, okay, this gives me the opportunity to kind of go figure some things out. Oh, yeah, I remember that podcast, that industry conference in Cleveland.
So you can see, even though I had pages of notes in front of me, when Bob asked me about the timeline, it was easy for me to note him hearing the podcast I was on as the beginning of the timeline.
But really, it was when Matt was working at Backcountry 5 or 6 years ago, where for him his product journey started, which is what ultimately led him to industry. And that's where the timeline really started.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's pretty fascinating stuff to get to listen to. And like you said, this is only really scratching the surface. Maybe in the future, we can release all of this, hearing the actual Jobs to Be Done interview in its entirety with the coaching from Bob Mesta. I think that would really benefit everybody.
I really think it could. And for now, I'll take as much coaching from Bob Mesta as I can get.
If you want to find out more about rocketship.fm, go to rocketship.fm. It's pretty simple, right? Make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss future episodes in this series. And if you like today's episode, tell a friend.
Or two friends, or a lot of friends. We would love it if you would spread the word.
And when you can, go to rocketship.fm and scroll all the way down and leave your email with us. We'll let you know about upcoming episodes, but we'll also get you in on a Slack channel with thousands of other product people and all sorts of other good stuff that we know you'll be interested in.
So go to rocketship.fm and sign up for our newsletter. If you enjoy this content, leave us a quick review. Or tell a friend, or share the link on Twitter. Anything helps to get the word out about the show. We really appreciate it. We'll be right back here in just a couple days.